Jews, the Alien Inferior Race, Part 1, by High Priest Hooded Cobra. There are no terms to begin or end the description of Jewish insanity, literally. After many years of working with Satan and Lilith, I have been guided many times to see for myself what is behind these beings that call themselves Jews. The things that have been discovered are really something beyond any and all words. From the things that I have shared here, there is far more into this, and I tried to present them in the most noble way possible. However, this is an enemy without anything like this. If you are to closely understand the insanity of the Jews, this extends beyond defecation prayers to God, child molestation, rape, organ selling rings, enslaving countries, eating your own feces and pie of celebrations, national homicide or genocide, or anything of these things. These things are only physical actions or emanations that show only one level or multitude of the depth and insanity of the Jewish race. People for thousands of years were insanely baffled on the Jews, and this includes all non-Jews of the planet that can never make any sense of the Jews. As alien theory has discovered only in this recent century, the aliens, or those whom the Jews praise as their creators, Elohim, Jehovah, angels, etc., are just failed greys and reptilians who have created them. The Jews themselves openly state that they are not from this world or even universe, and that even their genetics are different from everyone else, and they are right. The greys and these creators of theirs have been observed experimenting on cows, abducting people for genetic experimentations, and the list goes endless. From our present knowledge of aliens, we know that the Greys are a totally emotionless, spiteful, lawless race that has also genetic problems they are trying to fill in by interbreeding with other races. The Greys are known to be totally unrelated to humanity or anything that resembles humanity. This extends to their unstable genetic creation, the Jews. No other creature on the planet looks as ghoulish and ugly as the Jews, and no other human being is remotely even capable of what the Jews can do, perversion-wise, destruction-wise, and poisoning-wise. This also has metagenetic effects and soul effects that wreak into the environment, as everything also relates to the soul and starts from there. Many people have limitations in their thinking and cannot think outside of the box. The future that is coming will force many to think outside of this so-called box. If one wants to understand the plans, aims, and psychopathy of the Jews, for lack of a better word, one must take the worst Hollywood movies they have seen, clump them together in the worst case of possible scenario, and multiply this by a million times. Only then one will finally reach the messianic dreams that run and are projected by the Jewish soul or mind. What people see below as decay, death, murder, and disgusting or alien behavior has a far deeper root. To mention some code names without relating the story, as only the high-ranking people of the enemy really know in full, those who speak face-to-face with the extraterrestrial enemy, I would just relate the following points and let you figure out the rest. But you can imagine, and also, this is impossible, as this will sound extremely insane. If we were to show our present-day civilization to any serious, powerful, extraterrestrial civilization, they would only be shocked. The planet Earth, for all outside observers, is in an apparent state of disease and heading towards damnation. Values like racial preservation are normal everyday values in most of the ET alien races, who are strong and powerful, and even those of the enemy. The genetic racial blueprint and its evolution is a universal aim that all races out there who want better chances of survival are engaged into. This obviously has behind it the law that those forward in their evolution should only mate with beings that are close to them and quite similar to them, or shouldn't do this at all. The psychopathic nature and insanity of the Jews is that they see all creation in literal reverse. For instance, the soul of the Jew is not meant for anything more than as a robot, programmed to enslave all others, should have an aim for existence. For that reason, their abilities are limited and supremely focused on this endeavor. They don't have any divine purpose in existence, and they have been created as such because the enemy does not want any rebellions from the chosen. The chosen are tied on a genetic level. One can see their insanity in how they see God. While it is common sense that all evolves, comes from the source or the Akasha God principle, and in its evolution develops a sense of self, presently called ego, the Jews preach that everything should return to the source and reassimilate. They preach literal death for everyone. Communism, which was created by the son of a rabbi, Karl Marx, is the political idea that all life forms must and should assimilate, since the ego is a problem behind everything. Where there is no life, there are no problems. Deranging evolution on the level of an ant or even lower is a solution to the problem the Jews found on everyone else. The Jews, due to their own inferior soul and genetic structure, have reverse values, as they are programmed to undermine and destroy other life forms by their so-called creators. With the spiritual knowledge they have stolen, they have made no sense, and their only real additions or understandings mainly revolve around feces, prayers, rape, mutilation, and de-evolution of humanity. The Jewish soul is inferior. Its creative design is inferior, lacks and misses certain parts, and it is in the image of their God, which, as we have related, is a psychopathic murderer with a diseased DNA, with so much instability and disturbance, that has led many theorists of aliens to believe that the Greys and Reptilians are actually races headed towards extinction. Their lot is that bad. Now, what can anyone expect from these creators? Jews are also compulsively have been doing race mixing for centuries in order to increase their stock, but this has led only into a vicious circle, as the central template upon which they attempted empowering themselves was disturbed. The Jews, of course, as with all their other hang-ups, insanity, and issues, they projected this to the Gentiles, telling them they are inferior. In fact, all the purebred Gentile races do display their own beauty, abilities, and I suppose much genetic stability. This is why we have so many races and people on Earth, and this is why mixing is not needed but should be avoided at all costs. The Jews openly mention that when they first say the nations of Satan, they were filled with hatred, as any inferior and murderous life form is filled with hatred for the success and well-being of other creatures. They have been created, and they are that way. No life form wants to inflict so many problems, death, and terror, if they don't have problems inside their own existence. The Jew is the capstone of a problematic self-existence. For this reason, they found and located the creator and fashioner of the nations of the Gentiles. The Jews themselves, in their occult literature, do openly mention that their hatred for Satan is because Satan was so strong and so perfect, and just filled with so much splendor and light from God. As we all here know, God is nothing but the actual impersonal force that has to do with the creation and cosmos potentiality. From there came all beings, and life just happened from there. But life was supposed to advance and reunite to this creative destroying principle in order to advance our reason of existing in the universe. This has nothing to do with Jewish understandings, demands, psychopathic illness, or anything of that nature. The race of Satan and so many other beings are all in this survival race. The same went for his offspring. The Jews do also admit that the problem with the demons is that they are too strong in the creative light, and they were too close to God, or the Akashic element, which all meditators are supposed to tap into by uniting themselves with the cosmos. For that reason, they cannot easily be stopped, and they also hope that their alien extraterrestrials will win the battle against the gods. They name these angels. For the above reason, the enemy religions demand worship and copious amounts of energy in order for these inferior ETs to attempt to destroy Satan through using the power of his own creation. The enemy has failed to do this on their own, so they resorted into this solution instead, which is not working anyhow. The same hatred and viciousness motivates all the life forms who are not capable to cope with their environment or coexist to turn against the strong, sometimes in an attempt to elevate themselves. Satan was the most elevated being, and this is even in the enemy texts. Satan also never threatened anyone and never started any war. Even in the Jewish texts, it was Jehovah that started the war. Satan and his creation, the Gentiles, were told to bow in front of the Jews as an acceptance of their lordship, but they all refused. For that reason, humanity was cast out of paradise. The enemy attacked us and made us spiritually degenerate, and war began in heaven. This is also spiritual, as advanced entities fight with these means except of others. Satan, as he has related to High Priestess Maxine, is physically around 500,000 years old. There is more into this, but to show something simple. From the sayings and revelations of the enemy, most of their ETs would be fairly lucky to have made it into 25,000 years old. An alien who named himself Elohim says that he has been alive for only 25,000 years overall in the Jewish religion of realism, or in other crap such as conversations with ETs. The enemy, even in these conversations, tries to play the victim, as their chosen do here below. Also, contrary to the condition of the world here, things out there are different. People should never mistake that given the stupidity and low-levelness of presently humanity, the gods are in any way threatened or even have a problem. Like all other life forms, they have to fight and persist to further the universal blueprint in themselves, and Satan is a cosmic leader in this. However, what is important is that humanity realizes how gravely we need their help. Otherwise, even if this humanity desires and is allowed by its ignorance to go downhill, it will be entirely its own loss. The enemy is not to be in any way underestimated, as maybe against Satan they have no hope, but against us they are perfectly capable of destroying us. The only one that keeps this from occurring is Satan, and Satan's attention is in many places. Contrary to the enemy beliefs of all-powerful gods, there are none, and beings have to look after themselves and what they are and own. But they can, of course, be helped. Satan and the gods are the only backbone that keeps humanity from entirely collapsing. The abolishing of his influence almost resulted in the extinction of humanity just around 1,000 years ago at the Middle Ages, etc. The return of his influence signifies today a rise in health, power, and liberation for humanity. All humanity, since the rising from these times, has been left in a far better condition, whether people admit it or not, compared to the lost times of the ancient civilizations, thanks Jews. The climax of the powers of Satan on the earth, which will signify the new uprising and healing of humanity, and the blotting out of what keeps us behind from our evolutionary process. These powers increase and decrease, largely not by what escalates out there, but in here. Humanity is called, like all other species, to defend itself and make a better future out of it by preserving the differences and the grades, racial, religious, and whatnot, that guarantee survival. As for the enemy, they termed in the apocalypse that they really hope to actually be able to destroy the planet before this happens, have us enslaved, or if this all fails, cast an aggressive war and completely flatten the planet after this procedure of theirs has failed. Like all the Jewish big mouths, this can and will fail if humanity acts in accordance to what the Creator, who is Satan, indicates.